your host of Hello Gorgeous Mama. Thank you for coming in and joining to listen to my podcast. I appreciate the shares and I appreciate the love. So please keep it going, because this podcast is from a mama to a mama, mama to mama. So I would love to get started and keep going with the nitty gritty of the postpartum depression details, postpartum anxiety. And I might sound happy right now, but let's get real. There are those days when they are crazy, and that's what I'm here for. Let's talk through those crazy days. Let's share those crazy days. Let's get loud about what postpartum life really is about. And let's join in and see what my journey has been like for the spiritual awakening. Where have I been? What has been happening? What is staying tuned for the next coming months? Because you'll want to listen. So let's get started. Hello, gorgeous mama. You're the hello. Hello, gorgeous mama. Everybody, so I guess this is episode 10. I'm not gonna start it over, but I've been gone for a hot minute, and I don't know if anybody was really wondering where I've been, or they were just like, move on. But anyways, I wanted to come back on here because, you know what, I just don't have it in my DNA or my DNA, as they would say in the Zootopia movie. Is that what it is my child's watching? Yes, Zootopia. Everybody knows the reference if they have kids that are little and love the funny bunny. But anyways, so I don't have that in my DNA to quit. And that's where I felt like I was a while back. You know, the last episode we kind of left on a kind of solemn note, which was the episode about Suicide Prevention Day. It's very important, but I want to stress that I should have continued. I shouldn't have stopped after that episode, because mental health is such a huge issue. And sometimes when we're projecting, or I don't know if projecting is the correct word, I guess I would say sometimes when we're giving advice to other people, we are so good about giving that advice, but we're so awful at taking it for ourselves. And it's not a thing where you have to say you're a failure at. Like, I don't even know if I should say that. It's awful, because I don't want you to get it into your head that, oh my gosh, why did I stop doing that, or whatever, I should have continued. It's not that. My point is that when it comes to ourselves, we lack compassion. When it comes to ourselves, we forget self-love. Now, this is probably nothing new that you've never heard before. You probably heard it before many times. But when you heard it before, what did you do about it? Did you let it affect you? Were you just let it kept going? Yeah, 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 I should be doing that. Yeah, 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 she's right. Yeah, well, yes. What are you going to do? Yes, what are you going to change? Because if you cannot take the advice that you're giving, then you have no room to move forward with yourself. You have no room to grow as a person. You're helping other people grow, but what about you? Oh no, Brittany, that's selfish. Britt, that's selfish. No, it's not selfish. Because how can you, this is to moms, this is to women everywhere, how can you take care, even men, how can you take care of others if you can't take care of yourself first? Answer that question for me right now. You just do it. You just get up. You just make that pot of coffee. It has to be done. You have to sacrifice. Well, yes, there's sacrifices in life. But how much are you willing to sacrifice that you compromise your health? That you compromise your mental well-being? Because Suicide Prevention Day, and maybe that's why I ended on that note, because it shouldn't just be a day. It should be ongoing forever. There's not enough talk about mental health. When you call out sick, you have to have a reason. You have to have a doctor know. Because you can't tell your boss that you have mental things, and they're not telling you to. Because that's your own personal business and your prerogative. But what I'm saying is that we are so willing to go on social media and paint this picture of what we don't look like all the time. Because we want people to think that we're always happy. And I'm not saying we're not happy maybe 70% of the time. I don't know what your percentage is. Maybe that's something you need to ask yourself. What percentage am I happy? What percentage am I faking to make it? Because the thing is, we need to start talking more about those days that were rough. Those days where laundry's all over the floor, the dishes are piled mile high in the sink, your kid is screaming at the top of their lungs, you go in their room and there's toys everywhere, that it's like a bunch of little bombs ready to go off because you don't know where to step, you know? You just have to, you do it though, you get onto it, but then you have to take a step back, look at the big picture, and see, how is my health? How is my health doing? Because we too often just move in this robotic form of structure that we just gotta do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. But even robots break down sometimes when you're moving like a mechanic all day. Like, how are you, if you're not sprucing it up, if you're not putting oil and tightening up the screws, those screws are gonna come loose, right? So the same thing with a person, but we're not robots. That's the thing. We're not robots. We can't act like a robot. We have to take care of our mental health. So yes, I am getting into this like really, really fast and like really, really hard because I missed you guys. Like, I don't know who's listening, but whoever's listening, I missed you. Because I'm sure you had those tough days and you need people that are just going to be honest and people that are going to be raw and unfiltered and vulnerable.
If you know or you know someone who is struggling with postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety, please call Postpartum Support International at 1-800-944-4PPD. That's 1-800-944-4PPD.
Let me get back on track here. Let me start where this all stems from. Okay. I'm not sure. So I think that was last year, September, when I posted the last podcast. And since September, there has been a lot that's gone on. And even just in the last almost 3 years now since I gave birth to my firstborn, there has been so much going on. And if you listen to my very first podcast, I talk about the postpartum depression that I went through with my firstborn. With my second, she is almost 8 months old now. Or actually, she's almost 9 months old now next week. And which that time just flew by. I went through postpartum anxiety with her. Long story short, because I'm just going to give you a condensed version. She went into some fetal distress, I believe, because I did have to have an oxygen mask after, actually before giving birth to her. And they didn't think she was going to come as fast as she did. And they had a page NICU and she almost went to the NICU unit. So I sympathize with every single mom that had to deal with having their babies in the NICU, because it's just, that was one of the scariest moments I've had. And she was blue and wasn't really breathing that good when she came out, and they took her right away from me. They only let her on a second, and that's how I kind of knew something was wrong. And then they got her to cry, and it was again a flashback to when my firstborn was born and I was hemorrhaging after delivering her and my placenta. And anybody who knows these podcasts knows I do not sugarcoat, so just FYI, I'm sorry I didn't maybe give you that warning before, but yeah, I'm very honest. Anyway, so I went through a lot of postpartum anxiety with her because she would cough and choke on her saliva a lot, Even to this day, she still gets really worked up where she holds her breath and I have to blow in her face. So it's a little scary that I have to train my almost 3-year-old that if Sissy, you know, stops, looks like she's holding her breath, you need to blow in her face. So I was dealing with that stuff. And then also the postpartum anxiety started going into the postpartum depression again. I started feeling really guilty about having all this time to my newborn and taking away from my toddler. And then I would try to overcompensate. And then when my toddler wasn't listening or throwing tantrums, I would feel postpartum rage. I get this like really angry feeling in my heart, in my chest. And it was like, I get pissed off at myself too, because I was like, this little girl is only 2 years old, 2.5, and you're getting mad at her because she's not listening to you or she's throwing a tantrum. So that's what 2-year-olds do, newsflash. But in the moment, I was like, I am losing control of my kid or something, or, you know, they're not going to respect me, or, and then afterwards, I would feel extreme guilt. I would feel really like a sucky mom for getting so mad at her, and I wouldn't like hit her or anything like that, but I would yell at her, and I felt like I was being almost emotionally abusive in that way, because I mean, I never said anything mean to hurt her or like offensive, but just I would get angry and I would yell, you know, Gianna, stop, you know, go time out, and I would just get so frustrated. And I had to remind myself that, yes, she is 2.5 years old. She's going to throw tantrums. And part of it was the postpartum depression, anxiety playing into it. I never even really knew about postpartum rage. And I think a lot of it, that anger stemmed from things that I hadn't really faced when I was a child. So a lot of it got brought up after having my daughters, and it brought to light a lot of things that I just wasn't ready to tackle yet. So long story short, I've been going to a lot of therapy, and I will talk openly about therapy all the time, because it is one of the best resources that you can use if you know, have the insurance to cover you going to therapy. You should, and even you should look into your hospital. Sometimes there's free support groups and free resources, and even sometimes companies offer employee assistance programs. So don't be ashamed to go talk to someone, because it totally helps to get things off your chest, and they're able to sometimes put things into perspective that you didn't even think about. And oftentimes you want that therapist to agree with you on everything, and they're not going to, because they're going to be honest about what is reality and what is sometimes altered by this shadow of postpartum depression, anxiety, psychosis, rage, all these different postpartum things that nobody's really talking about. So I have continued therapy. I'm still going, and I think it's one of the best things. I still try to meet with my mom group, though as not as much, because all our schedules are completely different. I am trying to get SoCal moms together in a Facebook group that I have, and I'll try to post that in the notes for the podcast notes. If you are in Southern California and you would like to join that Facebook group, and also I talk about it openly as much as I can on Instagram. The other aspect of my therapy has been the spiritual side. That has been meaning that I've been going to intuitive healers, and they're able to kind of help with your emotions a little bit, and targeting that emotion and helping you to release it. To let it go, let it go, let it go. Sounds like Elsa, but totally works. It might be, you know, a mental thing for some people, might think it's just all in your mind. But you know what? It really does help to take those deep breaths and cleanse that out. And they really do. This lady, Missy Fowler, I'll give her a shout out, a plug. She is phenomenal. If you have things that are even bothering you physically and you don't know why, doctors can't explain. A lot of times, your mind and your body are so connected that you don't even realize that what's going on inside of you, in your soul, in your heart, can affect what is happening on the outside of you. So, just to kind of note, and maybe I sound like a kooky crazy person right now for anybody who tuned in before and is like, what happened to this lady? But I'm telling you, so true. Spiritual mediums, I've seen them. They have validated tons of things that my, I guess you would call them my angel team on the other side, who are rooting for me, my spirit guide team, and they are totally been bringing up things that I need to pursue, I need to conquer, I need to help other people. So I am going to totally put myself out there on the map, kind of in a way that like is very vulnerable and transparent and kind of freaking scary, I will admit, because I have always been a people pleaser my whole life. So I do take, you know, criticism not so well sometimes. Constructive criticism, yes, but I think that by putting myself out there, I am opening myself up to maybe some of that for non-believers and skeptics. But you know what, like, my journey has been phenomenal, and I hope to share that in the upcoming podcast, that it would be a disservice to my loved ones who have passed away, and to I'm sorry if I get a little emotional, because my grandpa just passed away like towards the end of my pregnancy with my second born, and he never got to meet her. And my great grandpa just recently passed away as well. So okay. Sorry. Anyways, my point is that I started this podcast by saying that you have to have self-love. You have to take care of yourself. I am so ready to share what I have learned and give it to you guys to help you have self-love, to help you find your own identity as a person, as a woman, because it is so, so vital and important to know how much you are appreciated, how much you are loved, how much your child needs you, to show them the role model that you are meant to be, the person you are meant to be. So often we compare ourselves to other people. So often social media criticizes us for whether we're breastfeeding, whether we're formula feeding, whether we're giving solids at the 6-month mark, or if we're not giving solids, or how come this kid still has a pacifier? How come this kid is still feeding on the boob at 3 years old, 4 years old? How come? Like, people are always going to question what you're doing. But the thing is, unless it is for safety, I'm going to say the same thing I tell my child. Gianna, you are not the mommy, because she likes to try to parent other little kids. You are not the mommy. They have a mommy or daddy. So unless it's for safety, then you can come tell mom. Okay? So for other people, unless it's for safety, do not get in other people's business, like how they parent. Because all of that negative self-talk, all of that negative talk from other people, that plays into your negative self-talk. That's where you can, sometimes you're fine and you're good and you're doing your routine and you got your rhythm, and then somebody chimes in and then all of a sudden you're down in the dumps again. Don't let people alter how you feel when you are feeling on top of the world. I know this is a very heavy day back, I guess. But I just think it's very important that I address that, because that is mainly what this podcast is about. It's about finding yourself, finding who you are, and realizing how awesome of a mom you already are just by being the mom that you know how to be. If you're trying your best, you are a great mom. You know, if you know you can do better, then, you know, work on it. But don't be criticizing yourself for things that, I don't know, Susie Q is doing over there, because we can't all be the same person. That's what makes us unique. Be the own individual person that you are and find what it is that you love about yourself. So, what do you love about you? Ask yourself, what do I love about me? Well, take care, guys. I will take notes, and I will figure out what next podcast I'm going to talk about, because we are going to continue this conversation. So if you have any cool ideas of what you think that we should talk about or discuss, or if you have any cool people that you think I should have on the show, or local SoCal moms. And I'm sorry if the Facebook group, yes, right now is tailored to that. As I grow, maybe it will be bigger than that. Hopefully, prayers are great. And I will continue to pray for you and everything, whatever your beliefs are, I manifest it for you. So have a good day and talk to you soon. This is Hello Gorgeous Mama. Hello, Gorgeous Mama.